Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are always very happy to be here. This is your number one radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. And from this hour of 1800 hours to 1900 hours, this is a time that we discuss about business, we discuss about economics, we look at issues which are affecting our bread and butter. How do we make real business? How do we make money, utilize money for the greater good of human beings, or for the greater good of our Namibian citizens? We are indicating that as long as our country is where it is today, looking at the inequality, looking at the food insecurity, looking at issues of jobs, looking at opportunities, looking at governance of SOEs, and looking at the financial stability of the country in terms of international ranking, and also look at how the situation is. Look at social problems. One will also be able to realize to say there's a lot of things that we need to do. There's a lot of things that we need to work on, but we can only do this if we come and sit on one table and discuss about real issues. And this is your platform. And wherever you are finding yourself, it's very important to contribute to the conversation. It's also very important to make sure that when we talk about business and economic segment, everything has an economic angle, and everything affects how we do it in the economy. Because for you to survive as an individual, you are connected to the economy. Even long time ago, the nature of your existence is connected to the economy. Because even long time without money, there were issues of barter trade, there were issues of property, there's issues of who control what, where, and how. And also there were issues of frameworks to say this is how resources or the scarcity of resources should be dealt with. And that is, we talk about the economy. And apart from discussing business and economic related issues, we look at political decision, leadership decision, and we analyze leadership communication, especially those which affect the way people live, the way people acquire resources, and also how policies should be looked at. Apart from looking at domestic policies, we also look at international trade. We look at what came in, what went out, what is the contribution of Namibia to regional trade, continental trade, and also looking at international trade. And we also touch drawing perspectives and drawing lessons from those countries which went through what went through, those which are ahead of us, and also what we can learn from that. So this is a conversational platform. This is your conversational platform. That's why we are saying Eagle FM Namibia, and looking at programs like this, this is where we sit, this is where we discuss issues, and this is where we look at where we came from and how we should navigate. So before we come to the conversation for today, dear listeners, it's always very important to make sure that for you to be a very good citizen who understands economic matters, for you to be a very good citizen who is up to date with what is trending in terms of the economy, investment, farming, looking at local international trade policies and new regulations, new industries, you need to make sure that you follow us. You follow us in our social media platform. Follow us at Eagle FM Namibia. You can follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on LinkedIn, and indeed follow us on Instagram. And when you do that, it's going to be very easy for you to access information and also to expand your research. Because if you follow Eagle FM Namibia, those who follow you will also be able to follow us. And they will have a competitive advantage to others. If they are in business, if they are in academia, they will also be able to get the right information at the right time. And also, they will also be able to see what is happening in the country and outside. Because if you talk about new development like green hydrogen sector, talk about the mining sector, oil and gas, we talk about farming, We talk about how the farming is doing locally, how is the trade in terms of farming products and all those things. If you follow us on our social media platform, you'll be the first one to receive this information, and you will be empowered, because people, and as it has proven to say, knowledge is power, and knowledge is power. And in terms of education, or educating yourself, that is education is the greatest weapon that you can use to succeed, and also to fight an enemy such as poverty, an enemy such as inequality, an enemy such as unstructured, institutions, an enemy such as hunger, and also an enemy such as violence. So we are indicating to you that for you to do that, make sure that you are following the right platform, Eagle FM Namibia, so be able to get those information. On top of that, we also have our e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper is an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's an economic paper that if you are a business person, if you are a researcher, you're a student of law, international law, you're a student of governance, you're a student of science, and you can be an economic mover, you're a policymaker, make sure that you follow the Villager newspaper, because that is where we are going to, or that is where we normally update you, give you content, context in terms of economic, information. You find, economic stories, you find stories of investment, you find stories of mining sector. And indeed, that is also where you also be able also to see various advertisements. And you can also use that platform for your advertisement at a little and understandable price. You can just talk to Meme Monica, then we are good to go. So we are indicating to say, for you to make those long-term economic strategic decisions that require economic intelligence, that require economic insight, for you to expand your academic paper, for you to be academically enriched and also context-wise enriched at the professional level, you need to get tips. You need to get, new development. And for you to arm yourself with new knowledge, get the Villager newspaper, read the Villager newspaper, because that's not only going to be the only information, but that is going to be the tip to expand your research. So that's why we are indicating to you that get that newspaper for free, get that digital version for free just by subscribing to the Villager newspaper, and you'll be a good citizen and you'll not regret about it. So apart from that, there are always those who are asking to say, no, Eagle FM Namibia, where are you? We are here. Are you guys closed at the north? We are not able to hear you. But the fact that you are hearing us is that, those who cannot be reached by the frequency, we are indicating always to you to say, there is a new platform that you can use. There's a new version. There's a new platform that you can use. That is, Eagle FM app. Eagle FM, we have an app that can be used. You can just download Eagle FM app. Go to Play Store, go to App Store, download Eagle FM app. When you download Eagle FM app, you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air, and also the programs which have passed. Because it could be that, the time that program is played, you are busy at work, or you are busy doing something of equal importance. So what you can do, make sure that, when you download the app, you go to podcast, then when you go to podcast, they are documented, open archive there. Then you can be able also to pick a show or a program that you have missed. Then you listen at your own time, at your own pace. Yes, before we go to the conversation for today, before we go to what we have on the table today, it's always very crucial. It's always very crucial also to know or to have an Imba app. We also have Imba app. Imba app is a beautiful Namibian app that you can use to make sure that you have a digital version of your hymn book. Because you find yourself in a difficult situation where you are required to sing from a hymn book. Can be a wedding, can be a graduation, can be, you know, a retirement celebration party. It can be, you know, a birthday. It can be even life, unfortunate events such as funerals and memorial services where people are required to give respect and use hymn book. But if you are in a situation that you don't have a hymn book, you don't need to worry. You don't need to go and borrow. You don't need to scratch your head because we got you. We are saying the world is moving very fast toward industrialization, toward globalization, toward digitalization and digitization. So for you to be working, to be tech-wise, and also understand the world of digitalization, what you can do, make sure that you download Imba app, because when you download Imba app, you can be able to get the digital version of a hymn book that is not only in one language, but you can find you know, various languages in that app. That is Oshiwambo, the Hangano, Shierero Maimburiro, there is Afrikaans, there is Ilozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So download Imba app, use Imba app so that, you know, you can Imba with us. Because the moment, you know, you understand how the digital world is working, life is becoming more easier, because that is where the world is facing. Life is becoming more easier because there are always new development, and there is always investment in areas which has to do with smart way of doing things, because life is becoming more easier with technology, more faster. And don't be resistant to change. Don't be resistant to change. If you are resistant to change, by the time that you are going to wake up, people are already 70 kilometers and away from you, and you will not catch up. You will not catch up because the world is moving fast and it's growing every day. So, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are here until the hour of 1800 hours. So let's go to a commercial break. Then we can come with the content for today. So we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. And at this point in time, we are looking at what do we have on the table today? What do we have on the table today? And yeah, why it's very important to look at what are some of the development at the international platform. When you look at what is happening in Cameroon, when you look at what's happening in Cameroon, it's indicated that, you know, Paul Biya, the current president who has been in power for most of his life, who have been from being a prime minister in 1975 until today, the man is 92 years old, and he's planning on running for the eighth term. So those are some of the development that you need to watch. Those are some of the development that you need to watch, and also some of the development in Mozambique, where you see Venancio Mondlane being charged with terrorism. And for those of you who don't know, Venancio Mondlane, he's an opposition leader. He's one of the prominent figure in Mozambican politics, and there's a lot of things which are happening. So looking at home, let us look at what we have on the table for today. The real discussion for today, this Friday, we are looking at how we can assist each other, particularly in terms of knowledge, and also in terms of capacity. Today we are going to speak about the importance of education, importance of learning, and the importance of capacitating yourself, and also what learning means to an ordinary Namibian, and the relevance of learning to the economic development of the country. And today, when we speak about education, we're going to look at it in the context of formal, informal, and also updating yourself with what is happening. Because there is a difference between somebody who went to school and get a degree or get a diploma, then pack it, than somebody who got, you know, who continue educating, teaching herself or teaching himself in terms of new development or training himself and contribute positively to the development of the country. Yeah, we are looking at this context because, you know, when you look at the situation that we have now in the country, particularly in terms of inability to have opportunities also to do work, one will also be able to see that other people from other countries, they can be able to come to Namibia. They have education, but same education, but they are able to find opportunities. They are able also to expand their knowledge and skills. And they can also be able to make money and also make difference in their life. So today we're going to look at education, learning, and what does it mean? What does it mean? And what does it mean to be educated, and who is educated, you know, in Namibia? And what is the relevance of your education? Are you really saying you are educated if your training, your qualification does not show anything? Not only in terms of a job, just in terms of characters, in terms of qualities, in terms of, you know, you can talk about communication, you can talk about writing, you can talk about, you know, just behaviors. And what does it mean? What does it mean to the country? So there are things that, you know, we need to ask ourselves, to say, what knowledge did I put in my mind? And what is the relevance of this knowledge? And are this knowledge useful? And what can I do to keep up with time and also to keep up with new development? Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. Colleagues, I brought this topic because one of the things which I have observed is that a lot of people who went to school, they stop learning or educating themselves the day they finish their final examination. That is number one. Other than that, they learn through experience, unintentional learning. But the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, is it enough to have a qualification? Then you end it there. Because the question also that we are asking ourselves is that, you know, the world is changing so fast. And the importance of a degree, a diploma, a certificate is losing value. Because people are being seen on what they bring on the table. People are being seen on how fast they can learn and also how fast, you know, they can solve problems. And there was a time I was discussing with my friend who is an engineer and is working in the bank. Then I asked to say, no, how did you get into the bank? He said, no, David, I think the world has changed so fast. The world has changed so fast to that extent that it's not about, you know, what you have. It's not about what you studied for, but it's about, are you able to solve problems? Are you able to solve problems? Because people want people who can solve problems. Are you able to bring solutions to problems? Can you able to solve conflicts? Can you also be able to manage people? Can you also be able also to lead? Can you finish a project within a certain time? And looking at that context, one will also able to realize to say, when I went and asked this person to say, no, I think that is becoming very interesting. How did you get what you get? You say, no, most of the Namibians that we have, they stop learning the day they get their qualification. Then just think about this. The training that you got, let me say you are a mechanic. The training that you got 5 years ago, and the certificate that you got 5 years ago, whatever level you have or whatever degree you have, after 3 years, or just by the time you graduate, there's new versions of cars, there's new models of car, there's new models of machine, things are automated, there's new development in the industry, new thousands of research are already done. But if you stop learning the day you get your qualification or the day you wrote your final examination, then it's bringing us trouble. It's bringing us trouble. That's why when we are in business and economic segment program like this, we are educating ourselves to say, young business people, entrepreneurs, Namibian young people, let us develop the culture of, educating ourselves, teaching ourselves, keeping up with relevant and right information. Because when you come to that stage of keeping up with relevant and right information, not only that you are able to relate to people, but you also be able to enter right conversations and also connect with right people. Because one thing which I have seen is that in the world of the change in terms of technology, things became so fast to that extent that you can have access to almost everything. You can have access to almost everything on the table because you have internet, you have smartphones, you have computers, but some of these things made us so lazy. It's not only you, me and you. They made us so lazy to that extent we end up focusing on things which are not necessary, then forgetting to educate ourselves. If you want in any institutional strategic plan, they are focused. If you want to invest in a different sector, let me give example of green hydrogen, for example. When you want to do that, there is a vast amount of documents that you can read on the internet, not only about Namibia, but also about other countries, which what they have done and how you can enter into that market. If you want to speak about, poultry farming, for example, or animal farming, you want to invest in that area, there's a lot of documents that you can read and relate. You can also be able to get institutions, customers, and clients from just, educating yourself. Educating yourself means you learn on your own. You read books, you read reports, you can watch educational documentary or educational videos about how things are being done. Most of the things are digital, but when we look at where we are now as a country, we are so behind to that extent that, like me, I'm a good criticizer of our curriculum because it's not useful. Not entirely, but it's not, keeping up with the need of the market. Because by the time we are done with the three-year course, the whole system has already changed. The rules of engagement may remain the same, but the whole system has already changed. If you're a political scientist, theories will remain. The level of engagement remain. But the nature of politics, the nature of international relations, the nature of governance has already changed because there are new developments, there are new laws. Every day there are new thousands of laws which are being passed about new developments such as AI regulations, cybersecurity regulations, regulations in the medical professions. People are developing new medications and there are new regulations also about regulations. That's why we are indicating to say Namibian young people and also adults, if we really want to serve our country very well, we must bring back learning beyond university. We must bring back learning beyond grade 12. And we must also stop this thing of, competing and also downgrading others based on their level of education. Because this thing also, not really to speak it in a way that, you know, it would not be taken very well. But this thing will also demoralize people who are educating themselves also on their own, who did not go to university and the vocational training center. We are demoralizing them to expand their skills. And because you are setting a blanket to say, no, you just have a grade two. Why do you have to? Why are you in that field? You are not going to achieve anything. But that is some of the things that we need to look at, and also some of the real main discussion that we need to look at. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are talking about learning beyond university, learning beyond formal education. What is the contribution of this to business? As I have indicated earlier on, we are speaking about the importance of learning and also educating yourself beyond university, which is a very crucial thing to go beyond theories. It's a very crucial thing also to get real-world examples, real-world scenarios, and also just expanding your perspectives, because when you expand your perspectives, when you expand your perspective, it means you are well read. I'm not saying everybody must become a professor or everybody must understand the literature, but you must know the basic of things. You must also know beyond or on top of what you have studied, because this conversation is related to upskilling and reskilling. Upskilling and also reskilling, because we have indicated to say, in the world of changing, educating yourself, training become also more important to fit in the real change. Because what I have seen, especially in this new development, people are so confined to one profession, even if that profession is not productive enough, or even if that profession is not something that you really want to do. Just because you studied it doesn't mean that you can stay in that. Just because you are a doctor, a medical doctor, doesn't mean that you cannot become a mechanic. Just because you are a mechanic doesn't mean that you cannot do pipe fitting, or you cannot become a public speaker. Because looking at the reality on the ground, comparing to the plans that, are on the table, these problems that we have, I'm saying this with much respect, the NDP 6 is one of the best plans that, is developed. It shows positivity if it is implemented according to what was pronounced, but it's not going to solve all our problems. It's not going to solve all our problems, but when we are saying it's not going to solve all our problems, the government is not going to solve all our problems, private sector too. But as citizens of Namibia, we must spend time on educating ourselves about real skills. Because there is one thing which we fail or we neglect, especially when there are predictions to say in the next 5 years, these are some of the skills that are going to be required in the world. Look at the World Economic Forum report. World Economic Forum report of 2025. Every January, World Economic Forum, they do the prediction to say, in the next 5 years, these skills are still going to be more relevant. These skills are still going to be more relevant. Leadership, critical thinking, data science, digital technology, and many other skills listed. Then when you are looking at the situation that you are, when you are looking at the situation where the country is, are you able to acquire one or two of those skills so that you can become one of the people who change doesn't mean pain to you, but means opportunity? So, and how do we deal with this? We can only deal with this if we educate ourselves. Because the business that you do now, the qualification that you are standing now, if you are not aligning with where the world is going, if you are not keeping up with the development, these things will change anytime. But for us to be good citizens who contribute positively to the to our economy, let us develop the culture of innovation. Because, you know, I was speaking to one of my colleagues, you know, when I went to went out in the field with work, and we have a very good conversation. He was talking about this universal income grant, which I said sounds like a good plan. But in most cases, what we do in our country is we rely more on assistance, which is important, but it's not a solution. We rely more on getting something from somebody that we did not work for, which is going to take us down because we do not have skills. We don't reskill ourselves. We don't, expand our horizon. We did not develop that culture, because if we find ourselves in a problem, we only are looking as though somebody can come and assist us. But as you are a state, as you are a citizen within the state, your operation is the same as an individual operation, because this life that we are living in, we are on our own. And it has been like that because it depends on the decision that we are making, and the solution of our problems will not come from outside, but has to come from ourselves. And that is the only thing if we equip ourselves. Because most powerful people in the world which I have seen are those who are educated. Not academically, are those who are educated through formal and also informal education. Through experience, learning new ideas, entering difficult territories, then they emerge victorious. That is one of the things that us Namibian young people, we need to work on. And also adults too, because we have seen it. We have seen what development have done, what industrialization also has done. So when I was at Dowry's Green Hydrogen Village, I asked these questions to say, no, yes, the project is big. A lot of people are, not really a lot, but many people are employed, but I'm also able to see that there is a gap in terms of what human capital can contribute, because most of the machines are automated. They are automated, they have sensors, and they tell themselves to say, no, if there is no enough humidity in this space, let us turn on this machine. Or if there is a lot of sunlight, let us close this curtain. Then I ask myself to say, how can Namibians contribute more to the expansion of this project? In the world of machine, creativity can only come when you produce our own thing. And producing our own thing means that when you look at the material structure to say Namibia has this kind of copper, Namibia has this metals, why can't our VTC people, why can't our VTC people trained enough, reskilled, upskilled, to make sure that when it's come to production of those objects, it's coming from Namibia? Think about this. How many of the things that Namibia is importing that we can do on our own? Still importing toilet papers, which sounds like an insult. Toothpicks, matchboxes. We're importing almost everything. But these things, if we have to think and rethink that when we educate ourselves to say the economy cannot be built by trading raw materials only. If we, we educate ourselves, That's the only way that we are going to add value to any, value chain of any product. And we can only do that if we listen, we read, and also we compare what other countries are doing. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And today we are speaking about the importance of continue learning, the importance of, learning beyond classroom, and also the importance of prioritizing knowledge over many not so useful things. Instead of us being on TikTok, scrolling, and also watching people dancing, why can't we use TikTok as our marketing strategy? Why can't we use TikTok as advertisement opportunity? Instead of us being on Facebook gossiping and also doing all the things, correcting other people's mistakes, why can't I use that Facebook environment as environment to get mentors? Why can't that happen? Instead of chasing qualifications, which is not a problem at all, why can't I learn skills very fast? Why can't I understand the context by, expanding through reading, through training, through mentorship, and adding value to, to the profession which I have, to the qualification which I have, and also to the characters which I have? Because they are saying if you are how you have been in the past 5 years, then you're at a very difficult, situation, because change is necessary. I'm not talking about change in terms of finance, but change in your characters, change in your capacity, and also change in dealing with things. So there's a lot of things out there that we can learn from. And is Namibia a real educated, nation? Is Namibia a real educated nation? Because we have everything, but we can't do anything. We have education, we have free education, we have minerals, we have everything, but we can't do anything. Ask yourself this. Who is benefiting from giving us this education that keep us, we were supposed to create for others? People studied business. I always have a problem with, people who studied business and entrepreneurship. With much respect, you were supposed to save a lot of people. But is that education that we really got a real education? And if not, what can we do to change or to advance ourselves? So one of the things is continue educating ourselves beyond university. Is continue finding mentors who have done that, and also continue reading beyond our fields. Because what I have seen is that it's about technology, it's about flexibility, it's about leadership, it's about understanding data, and it's also about flexibility of of an individual in various environment. Why so? Because the World Economic Forum prediction of the next 5 years is that there are always skills that will keep being on the market. There are always skills that will keep you on the market. And for those countries which are developing, human capital is affected by a lot of things, such as global change in the economy, such as war, such as, trade, such as, pandemics and all those things. But the skills that will keep you up on top of your game, those are the skills that, will not change. Because if you have critical thinking, come hell, come high water, you're just a critical thinker. If you are good at solving problems. Whether there is change in technology or not, solving of problems, being, you know, solution-driven is just being solution-driven. Look at the angle to say, what can I do to solve such a situation? If you are curious, if you ask a lot of questions, if you are willing to know about things, and it's a character that you develop through learning and realizing that, you know, you still do not know anything, to accommodate, to give a room to accommodate new ideas, that one will take you beyond, you know, technical skills that have to be upgraded. So that's why we are saying we need to make sure that we learn from the best. And especially on this Friday, we need to rethink, and we also need to re-strategize on how we can look at the future. Because when I look at a national youth policy, I wanted to cry. So that if I did not cry in a very long time, which you know, when you speak about national youth policy 1 and 2, and you look at people who are in charge of that, you're just asking yourself, my God, what happened here? What happened here? Why saw a very beautiful plan, which mentioning everything, but its achievement is beyond 10%. What was happening? Why? If you look at the Harambee Prosperity Plan, very well drafted, with aim of eradicating poverty, look at the performance of it. Put it on the scale. We are not saying it should be 100%, but look at the scale. Now we have NDP 6. Apart from what we expect, what can we do to be found on the way? Because it's always very important to be found already on the way, because if things don't go well, you have already reprogrammed yourself to that context to say, if things did not go according to plan, there's still a skill which I have learned. They see a right education which I have learned. I position myself this way. If I cannot do it professionally, I can do it business-wise. If I cannot do it business-wise, I can do it, you know, politically. If I can't do it politically, I can do it at the civil society space and many other areas. But we can only do that when we do what? We can only do that when we learn to learn beyond academic, you know, education, beyond the grade 12, beyond the PhD, because there's still a lot that need to be learned, and education will not finish it, but it will save you. Education will not finish you, but it will save you. It will take you to places. I'm not talking about formal education, just educating yourself in general. It will take you to places. It will connect you to right people, and it will also make your life more easier. Because with education, you have to learn, then you have to learn the history of education and understand the history of how things are, and how people navigate certain, you know, challenges. Then by that you are solution driven. You know that no matter how things turn out, there's always a better strategy on how to navigate that. That's why in this evening we are saying, let us go and rethink, and also let us also go and try to find out what are some of the skills that we need to add to the skills that we already have. Because looking at this economy, looking at you know, the situation that we are now, it cannot be solved one sector. That one we cannot agree that it cannot be solved by one sector, but it has to be solved from us. Ordinary people capacitating ourselves to say, even if I graduated, you know, more than 30 years, for example, I can still be on top of the game with not additional qualifications, but with skills and capacity that I've acquired, with the network that I have built, with solutions which I have also given to the community. and also peace of mind, because there's a lot of things that you know, we are interested in, but they are not crucial to national development. They are not crucial to national development. Dangote said, we import poverty and we export jobs. And that's a very strong statement to say, go and rethink, go and relook at yourself and how we can add value. How we can add value to our resources. We can only add value if we know. And how do we know? We know when we educate ourselves. So dear listeners, if you are a business person, if you are a policymaker, if you are a researcher, if you're an academician, think about the real value of formal and informal education to national development, and what other skills are needed in Namibia, how we can relate to World Economic Forum prediction, and what can we do to make sure that you know, we found on our way. When the government is going to do its project, we are already on our way as ordinary citizens. And how to avoid this thing of over expectation. So today we're talking about the importance of learning beyond academic, learning beyond the classroom, and also how we can contribute positively to the development of the country. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe. Just indicating to you to say, as me and you standing here, we know nothing, because had we know something, we could have solved two or three of social problems that we are facing in this country. That is why we are saying our education should not be the barrier to continue educating ourselves, because, you know, that is the only way that we are going to take ourselves out of these problems, that no one can come, no consultant from outside can come and assist us to come out of this economic problem and many other challenges that we're facing. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. Have a good Friday. And yeah.